Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Yo, 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 yo. It's your main man, Stunner. Welcome to the DJ Grant and Butt Naked Show on Tuesday nights. And we got a nice show for you guys tonight. But I'm gonna do as little as talking as I can and hear from the people tonight. Because I think everybody can see the real from the fake. They can see the bullshit from the real shit. And I'm gonna put it out there. So I'm gonna listen to what people got to say, because it's too much of the people saying what they're saying. So it's time. If you notice on the last few shows, it's been a lot of talking and a lot of people having to say, but we have not been able to listen to what the fans got to say and what people's opinions are. And that's very important. Tonight we're going to get into a lot of different things about some of the controversies with some stuff that went on last night, for sure, because we ran out of time. So definitely going to jump into some of that. So y'all just hang tight. But Naked should be logging in here pretty soon. I'm actually on the board. I ain't been on the board in a minute, so goddamn it, ain't no mics getting muted. And well, I say that, but I don't like muting no mics. But please, if I let you on, if you got some background noise, keep it down, and we can keep this thing moving. But the one thing I do want tonight, I want everybody to be very respectful. I want everybody to talk nice and clear so everybody can hear you, and we're not going to be talking over each other, because I want everything to be heard clearly by whoever's talking tonight. So with that being said, y'all hold tight, and we'll get right into it. First, I'd like to thank our Heavenly Father for giving us a chance and another day to get our lives right and try to do the right thing. So, it's rough out here in the world. We need to try to get it together, people. So with that being said, let's jump right in it and pay some bills, and then we're going to get right back to it, y'all. Hold on.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
All right, everybody, we're back. We're live, and thank everybody for logging in, and I see we're already full. So if anybody want to get in, they got to get in through your phones and through the Internet. So if you're not in, I'm sorry. It just goes to show you got some people on hold for almost 20 minutes trying to get into this show. So some people know what you got to do to get in on these shows. They've been packed here for about the last two months or so, every show, every night is packed. Grudge Inc. is growing, and we're trying to keep moving forward. It's all, we got controversy, but I guess you can't be doing, if you ain't doing nothing good, you ain't going to have no controversy. If we wasn't doing shit, I guess we wouldn't be the shit. So, it is what it is, and we thank everybody for logging in. So let's just jump on right on into it. Now, last night, a couple of things that were said that I'm going to address right out the rip because it, you know, had my name in it. So, you know, anytime my name is called, I'm not one to duck, dodge, or go around something. I hit a situation head on. Mr. Tony Bynes said that he came to Alabama looking for me. I'm speaking on me. He said look for me and Butt Naked, but I'm going to speak for me. Butt Naked is his own man. He can speak for himself, and I'm sure he will when he gets on the line, but I'm going to speak for what Tony said to me. And if anybody, if Tony is listening, he can damn sure push the one button because I ain't got no, you know, I'm not studying anything. You know, you can say anything I say to you. I can say what you on live with me to your face or however, but I'm going to call a spade a spade. Tony Bynes said that he came to Alabama looking for me to run. Now, if any, like I said, these shows are recorded. Last week, he came on saying that same song. Now, first of all, I was not chasing Mr. Bynes. Mr. Bynes was chasing me or drawing on me, which that's what he do. He's been doing the same thing, I know, for at least the last 3.5, maybe 4 years. He always draws on stock suspension cars on 28s. That's what he does. That's what he's been doing, and everybody's been talking shit to him about for the same damn thing for the last at least 3 years. I mean, that's his M.O. And my thing is like this. That's fine. I'm not knocking what you do, you know. And the thing is, a lot of times, you know, a lot of these guys will try him because really his, you know, I'm going to say it because he said it himself. He say all he got is back half and chassis cars. That's what he said himself out of his own mouth, so it ain't like I'm putting something out there that he ain't said his own goddamn self. He said it last night. He got back half and chassis cars. That's what he said. But he's always drawing on stock suspension cars on 28s. That's all these teams are pretty, you know, that's the main focus of stuff that he tries to draw on. But, I mean, Grudging has a lot of cars on 29s. And a couple of cars on 28 that don't care nothing about it. But I'm saying as far as the cars that are just on the same tire size, we have several that will accommodate. He keeps saying that he's looking for Grudge Inc. And he's wanting Grudge Inc. members and all that. But last night he seemed like he was doing the goddamn moonwalk when other people start coming on the phone that's got cars like his. And then the tables turn. You know, I ain't got that kind of car, but you know, that's the same thing everybody's saying. We don't have the type of car that you got. And you saying that you drawing on me, I tried to lock him. He could have had him some free money from me because I told him I didn't even know if I could even make it. The car was in the shop, which is still in the shop. It probably won't be ready till tomorrow or Friday. But the bottom line is I was willing to just lock him in just because he was coming to the hometown and run his chassis, back half, whatever it is. That's what I was going to do. But the thing is, he didn't do nothing. He didn't lock in. I tried to lock him in 200 on 1,000 or better. He said it wasn't enough money. But he didn't steal. It ain't enough money. But then Witt was talking to him last night about betting 5,000. He said he can't. So I don't know. He stays in the gray area. Certain amounts is too little, and certain amounts is too much. So who fucking knows what Tony? Tony is the biggest dancer. All he do is dance around situations to make it fit or make it in his best interest for him. So all I say to Tony is keep doing your job. If you find suckers that'll fall for your tricks, that's fine. But the bottom line is you do what's best for you, I do what's best for me, and everybody else do what's best for them. Because that's all Tony Bynes is going to do is what's best for Tony Bynes and what's ever in the advantage of Tony Bynes. Anybody disagree with anything I say, feel free to push the one button, put me in my place, agree, I don't give a fuck. That's my opinion. I think it's straight down the middle, and I'm just keeping it real. That's why I'm naming this show tonight, the Keep It Real Show. Let's keep it 100. Witt, good buddy of mine, I like Witt. Witt will draw, Witt will race, he'll go down on people. But one thing Witt said about me last night is that he drawed on me. That's a lie. Witt, you did not draw on me in Montgomery. you came to me and said, laughing, giggling, when we was in the staging lane standing around, I was on the show, DJ, I told them that I drawed on you, he, 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 he. And I was just laughing because I didn't know if he was telling the truth or not until he said it again last night. I drawed on everybody in Alabama. I drawed on DJ Grant. How can you draw on me and my car ain't there? And how can you draw on me if I'm not trying to draw back on you? I'm staying in my lane, people, until it's time. Y'all made it perfectly clear that y'all are not taking off them 29 W's and putting on 28, so fine. I'm not fooling with y'all until I feel like I can run y'all with my 28s against y'all 29s. So until then, there's no need to talk to the stunner. Because the stunner ain't moving until the stunner's ready. And I can promise you when the stunner is ready, I probably won't give a damn about whatever the fuck you got on there, to be honest with you. But it is what it is. Now, anybody, I see we got some hands up already. I'm going to go straight to the lines. I want anybody to comment on anything I got to say. Anybody can comment on anything they want to comment. They can bring up anybody else they want to bring up. But I'm tired of all this about Grudge Inc., that about Grudge Inc. The thing is, May the 19th, I made it perfectly clear, May 19th, the Grudge Inc. killers will be released. So everybody that feels like they got a personal vendetta against Grudge Inc. members, everybody that feel like they want to go down on some Grudge Inc. members, everybody that feel like they want to get some shit off their chest, anybody want to get some air knocked up out of their chest, be at Montgomery Motorsports Park in Montgomery, Alabama on May the 19th, and the Grudge Inc. killers will be there with a car for every fucking class there is in drag racing. I can assure you that. We will have a minimum of 15 locked-in Grudge races. I mean a minimum. And it's not going to be a race where y'all come to see some Grudge racing and ain't no Grudge racing going on. Because I don't want you to come if you ain't Grudge. You're not going to be on the Grudge Inc. killer roster unless you got at least one race. But I'm looking at least two Grudge races from every single Grudge Inc. killer. So I'm telling you, we're planning a big event. It's our one-year anniversary, and we plan to come out. You know, we've done a lot of stuff, and we've come a long way since Grudge Inc. has started. We've been in existence for 1 year, and right now with the radio shows alone, we're pulling in an average of almost 200,000 listeners a month. So, I mean, we started from, you know, our show, this show right here, we was we needed help because our show was the... our ratings was down, but, thank the Lord and thank y'all fans for listening and tuning in to our show. We're probably one of the best shows or one of the highest rated shows. I don't know, but we not in last place like we kind of start. We kind of got off to a bad start, but we're trying to get things back rolling. Looks like the host is here. Is that this you, Butt Naked?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay, Butt Naked. I had unsaid a mouthful. I don't know if you caught any of it, but I'm naming the show tonight, the Keep It Real Show. Now, I gave my version to what Tony Bynes had a few things to say about me and you last night, but I think I pretty much cleared up what I had to say about him. I don't know if you had anything to say. I don't know. His thing was he claimed that he came to Alabama chasing me and chasing you. I pretty much made my statement. I tried to lock him in, 200 on 1,000 or better, just because I was going to try something with him, and just, you know, since he was just acting like he couldn't get no action, I was going to try to give him some action. Long story short, he didn't lock in, and he could have had a free 200 because I told him it was a 50-50 chance if the car was even going to be ready. It was not ready. It was not there. So he could have got them free 200, but he didn't bite, so... It is what it is. Now, like I said, I told people they could feel free to get Tony on. Tony can talk for himself, you know, as long as he don't come on here goddamn crying like he usually do and all that old drawled out extra bullshit. We getting straight to the point. We don't want to hear this extra. Now, I'm going to go to the lines and let the people talk. That's all right with you, Butt Nigga?
Yeah, go ahead, come.
All right. Look like our main man, 312-0684.
Hey, no doubt about it. What's going on?
Larry.
Bud Duggan and DJ Grant. What's happening, y'all?
I'm all right, brother. What you know good?
Oh, shoot, man. I'm just hanging in there, man. I was just sitting back listening to you when you were talking to man. I don't think that it could have been said no realer than what it was, Stunner. You know, and I don't understand, Stunner. You know, it's a lot of shit I don't understand.
Listen, man, let me tell you, this is the Keep It Real show, man. This is the Keep It Real show. I mean, you can say fuck the Stunner. I don't give a damn. It's keeping it real, man. If you got something on your chest, and anybody want, I mean, nobody is exempt, man. Everybody's opinion is their opinion. Everybody's opinion counts, and it don't matter. Nobody is exempt. But the thing is, when you have people that's talking and saying all this extra stuff and trying to be a bear and a bully in the game, what do you do? I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Tony as a person. And that's the other thing people got to realize. It's nothing personal. It's all about racing. With me, it is. I mean, other people may take certain things personal, but it's only racing with me. That's why I say I don't care what nobody say. You know, you ain't talking about my, no family or personal business that ain't got nothing to do with anything on these airs. As long as we talking racing, man, it is what it is. I'm calling it like I see it. I know I'm pretty much calling it just like it is, pretty much. I mean, and you know, it's hard to be mad at the truth, but the truth is the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to say this because you're on the phone, Larry. Whenever there's a car that's just like Tony's car that draws on him that's relevant, what do Tony do?
Hit the road.
Get in the goddamn bushes.
Well, hit the road. But
my good brother Leroy, which happened to be your brother, right, Larry?
Yeah.
What does he care about Tony Bynes?
As a person, he respect him. Drag racing, get him aside.
Get the other goddamn side. And last time I checked, Leroy's a member of what?
Grudge Inc.
Exactly.
He's a member of Grudge Inc. And the question I was going to ask you is, why would you go looking for Grudge Inc. members at another event? I mean, it wasn't a Grudge Inc. event. You know, so if it's to an extent where you do that, the only race I heard about him was trying to have was with Bud Naked. And Bud Naked told him that if he was, if everything worked out for him okay, then they was going to do something. You know, as far as anything else was concerned, I hadn't heard anything else, and I don't think that it was I don't know. When we go to the track, I'm just saying it this way. When we go to the track, if the person that we want to engage with is not there, then we're going to go try to find somebody else to engage with. You know, we ain't going to come all that distance just to look for no one certain somebody. Now, we got to lock in things, and that's our obligation. You know, but when I go to the track, and so far and so on, I know Lil Bro, if he can't find one, he'll try to find somebody else, you know, and that's the way it go.
But, yeah, and that's it. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, him and Whit had two races locked in. Neither one of them races went off. I don't understand this. You got two locked in grudge races. With the number one man, the grudge racer of the year and the runner-up. You know, which Whit made it perfectly clear he was trying to go. I mean, to give a man $300 to turn around, he ain't but 2 or 3 miles down the road. I don't understand that. That's more than what y'all had locked in, just to turn around.
Yeah. Sure got that right.
Yeah. So it ain't hard to see. It, nobody's questioning what the man does for the game or what he is in the game. But the problem is, you're getting realized for what you are in the game. You know, a man that wants the advantage in his favor, which everybody does, but me personally, I'm not looking for no gimme races. That's just me. I believe everybody that I got lined up to run and race ain't no cakewalk. Ain't going to be no cakewalk. And I can make it perfectly clear tonight. I'll say this. I talked to the driver of the white boys, Spike. I talked to him Sunday down at the race. And that will be the first race I want to lock in for my race on the 19th. It'll be me and the white boys.
I'm sure
they're not going to back down, so y'all can expect to see that race because I am not paying no punk out. I don't give a damn to win the flyby, knock the windshield out, that bitch. It's going down on the 19th, I can promise you that. Let the hood fly up on the 19th before we race. There ain't going to be a track official going to stop me from going down the track like they did in Macon that night. So I have to damn go down that bitch with no wind in the bathroom and put on some goggles.
I heard that.
But yeah. I appreciate you, Rachel Lair. You stay on standby because I'm sure, you know.
Okay.
A hit dog will holler, so I'm sure Tony will be on in a little while to defend himself or say what he want to say. But, you know, it is what it is. And the truth is the truth, no matter how you look at it. And that's one thing I feel like I'm telling the truth. And I feel like I'm calling it like it is. Pro Stock Joe came on too, trying to say this and say that. But the problem was, first thing they said was, first thing Pro Stock Joe said in Tony Bynes' defense, this is grudge racing. You talking to, last time I checked this grudge racing, don't nobody care nothing about the ties and about this and about that, which is true. But the problem is, when you have a car that's out of the class drawing on a car that's in a lesser class. Now, I could see if I was drawing on Tony, if Butt Naked was drawing on Tony, or anybody else on 28 was drawing on Tony. The white boy, he drawing the white boys. The white boy's on 28. He drawing me, I'm on 28. He drawing Butt Naked on 28. You know, the same type of, that's what he does. But as soon as we said Leroy, which is a Grudge Inc. member, which has a car just like his, but his tires are a little, but Leroy tires a little bit, which I know y'all ain't got no problem if Tony put on the same size tire, Willie bars, anything, do you?
No, we
don't. Y'all don't
not
care about
that. Not done whatsoever.
Exactly. So, what's the problem then? But the first thing Pro Stock Joe said was, man, see, but the problem is they said all this earlier, and then they forgot what they said, and then first thing they say, oh, he got a back half car. Tony, you got a back half car, or a chassis car, or a back, I don't know what the hell you got, but it's one or the other. But it's the same type of car. So what's the problem? You talking about his tire size, but then when somebody say something about your tire size, it's a problem. It's only a problem when the shoe on the other foot.
Yeah.
Fucking cry, baby. Well, I'm going to say it like this. I said it before. When I get, you know, I know I can stay. I told Witt, I said, I'm going to stay in my lane until it's time. You know, and when the time comes, either I'm going to fucking run you with my 28 and don't give a damn about your 29, or I'm just going to say I don't want them problems. One or the other. That's all it's going to be. But I'm not drawing on you, and I'm not drawing on Tony. But I don't see them drawing on cars as fast. Now, I will. Witt will. You know, but, you know, those two, Witt and Tony, got the same type of cars. They both was at the track, but neither one of them ran. They was locked to go, but we didn't see no action out of neither one of them. Now, they say they were looking for everybody in Alabama and this and that and that and this, but they had locked-in races amongst each other, and none of the races went off between them two. So I don't fucking know what the hell you say about that. The two gorillas in the game, they're trying to race everybody and trying to race. They had two locked-in races between each other, and the shit didn't happen.
So. Well.
And I just got a text from my homeboy, who's a real live hater. He said he liked the white boys. That's fine, dude. That's fine. You like the white boys, I like me. So, you know, It ain't going to be no problem to come see me and either get you a check or I'm going to get your check. One or the other. That's all. That's the only way. That's the only thing it can be. Can't be the one winner, one loser. I promise you, I won't feel no way either outcome. But one thing for sure, I plan to go down through there and turn the light on like I did the last time I faced the white boys. Very few can say that. They turned the light on when they was beside them. But I can. All right, we're going to the next caller. Larry, hang on.
All right, I'll come back and I'm on this dollar. Let's switch off.
All right. 773-8424. Your mic is live.
Good evening there, DJ Grand Butt Naked and Larry. What's going on, man?
How you doing, brother?
I'm pretty sure y'all know who this is. This is the Kid out of Chicago, baby.
We know the Kid. We know you was on the line last night. Kid, what is your feeling on what I had to say, brother?
Hey, I can agree with what you're saying. That's why I definitely called in tonight so I could hear your version of it. But it looks like to me Tony Bynes is a guy that's looking for Jesus in a jug. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yep. So, you know, like you said, if he's taking one got back half cars and chassis cars and want to draw on guys with 28, I mean, you're looking for a bird that's on the ground. And then when Larry spoke up about Leroy, I mean, they went to backing up. You know, I said, oh, okay, I see what time it is. You know, but he got on there sticking his chest out, talking about he came all the way to Alabama to invade Alabama, in so many words, and looking for you and Butt Naked, but he couldn't get no action. You know, what can you say, man?
Yeah, he also tried to say something like he wanted to do something with my buddy Turbo Tim. He knew Turbo Tim and them had a problem with their transmission at the track, man. I mean, come on, man. I mean, certain things. I believe people, he wants to say stuff out of his mouth to make himself look good, man. But, man, you got to call a spade a spade. And like I said, if I'm not telling the truth, somebody please call and tell me I'm a fucking lie. But I know I'm telling the truth. I know I'm telling the truth. I'm telling it like it is. I'm telling it just as straight as that can be. It is what it is, man. You don't want these grudging problems like you claim you want these grudging problems. As soon as we start naming cars in his class, he wants to say me and the NGRA. Guess what? Fuck you. I'm not going to say it like that. I'm going to say this. That's fine. You can get your NGRA if you need them, but the problem was you had already said prime time versus grudging. There's no fucking comparison prime time versus grudging. I mean, you wouldn't stand a fucking chance. If you really want these problems, I'm telling you where we all gonna be on the 19th, and just all you got to do is be there. You can get all you want, all the action you want. I can guarantee Tony Bynes however many lock-ins he want on the 19th, and y'all see how bad he really is.
Yep, I hear you. Yeah, well, I'm going to sit back and enjoy the show, DJ Grant. You can go on to your next caller and see what's happening.
All right,
we'll be standing by.
All right. Let's go on mute because I want to keep it nice and clear and clean where everybody can hear what's being said.
Right.
We got Bobby Wildchild on my line, DJ. He might want to say something because he couldn't get in. Mr. Wildchild,
he couldn't get in last night.
Something?
Yeah, his name was brought up. Come on, Bobby. What you know good?
Hey, how y'all doing? I just want to say, you know, he ain't got to wait till the 19th. You know, he's going to say 26 and 27 games right there in Albany.
That's true. We'll have the grudging. We'll definitely be invading Albany so he can get some action in. So, and I'm going to say this, too, because I don't want it to be like I'm trying to move people to my show, because if you want to come to the grudging show anniversary race on the 19th, fine. If not, fine. We're not trying to do – we want this race. We want it to be a successful event because we all trying to support each other. But at the same time, it's not a thing to try to pump up the 19th. Now we will be in Albany on what date is that? The 26th
and the 27th.
The 26th and the 27th of April.
Right.
Okay, and that's what I said. It will definitely be some grudging. We'll be invading Albany. You know, a lot of our brothers are all scattered out over the country, so I don't know how many of us will be there. I will be there, definitely. And it'll definitely be some strong support of Grudge Inc. in the house that day, because we will be invading US 19 in Albany on that day.
Don't get scared, let him come down there, but nigga. Don't y'all, you and but nigga, you and don't y'all get scared now.
I want to know. You said you're supposed to have a man for me. Have you got that man for me yet, or no?
Yeah, he be in the house. He told me he looked like he's going to.
Okay.
He got them blow dryers too. Now I want you to know that.
Turbo to turbo. Hey, it is what it is.
Yeah. But nigga, you can come on. I'm getting all the deals out the way. Okay, bye.
Bobby, have you been on? Have you heard everything I've been saying? I mean, any comments?
No, I got on at, it was kind of late when we got on, so you was kind of like maybe summing it up by the time I got on, so I didn't really catch the beginning of it. But I did catch you when you were saying that the man was, he was going to invade. I think that's a pretty big army compared to one man, isn't it?
Yeah, it's him and his crew, but he's the one said it. We know it's no comparison, but he seems to think different from time to time.
I think people need to realize that Grudink is pretty strong. I mean, you know, from north to south and from. A little bit from east to west, so I think you better. But when y'all come on the all business, we're gonna. I don't think we're gonna whoop all y'all ass, but we're gonna upset y'all. Put it that way.
Well, that's what we're looking forward to, Bobby Wildchild.
Yeah. The Gangster Boo told me, man, he's talking about, you make sure you have the track prep right, so the Gangster Boo's supposed to be up in there too.
That's what I'm saying. Now, I'm gonna say this, I like Tony as people, you know. But I'll give either one of them a standing bet. Whenever Tony binds Gangsta Boo 2 or whatever, race the real Gangsta Boo, I bet him 250. If both cars make the trip, I'm betting that he got both of them. So they can break tires. I don't want to take their money if they break tires or break traction and get gap. I want both of them to go down through there with power. They both go down through there, make the trip with power. I'm betting on the gap on both of them.
The Gangsta Boo 2, that's small block.
No, Gangsta Boo 2, that's Tony car. That's a big block.
I know. Okay, a big block. Okay.
Yeah, he big block.
What's up, DJ?
What's up? Who is that?
That's Leroy.
My man, Leroy, what you know good, man?
Hey, what's going on? What up, Bobby Wildchild?
And I say that now. If Tony Bynes grows some balls to race Leroy... If you could bet on two gaps, that's what I'd give Leroy against Tony. But the man ain't going to race a car that's credible, that's like he is, so that ain't going to happen. So.
Hey, DJ, why y'all picking on Tony?
Hey, man, listen, man, I don't normally do this, man, but when a man goes against an organization that I'm a part of, and then has his own personal vendettas and things to say about me when I wasn't drawing on him, I gotta tell it like it is, man. I gotta tell it like it is. He was all right till he said my name. So other people may be scared to speak on it. I'm gonna tell it like it is. I don't know but one way to tell it, and that's like it is. If you don't want me to tell it, keep my name out your goddamn mouth, because I'm gonna tell it. I'm gonna keep it real.
Well, Tony, he always seemed to be a pretty good guy to me. And,
yeah.
I don't know what.
Well, that's the thing. I think he's a pretty good guy, too. I think he's
a pretty good liar. Right. Well, I ain't experienced all that, but hey.
You're not going to experience, because you got a car like his that's capable of going to his ass. So you ain't gonna experience it. You don't have 28. So if you had some 28s on, you would experience.
Well, I'm gonna have to find me some 28s then. Shit, that's what I'm gonna have to do.
That's probably the only way he'll draw on you.
Okay, well, I got something
that
I'm about to come out with, so.
Uh-oh.
I've been working a little bit, so shit, it's
gonna
be all
right. Okay, brother. Okay. Well, please hang tight. Yes, I'm sure it won't be long before we hear from the infamous Tony Bynes. I'm sure it won't be long. So you hang tight, cause I'm sure he's gonna come on trying to be a bully. But we'll be waiting on him. So just stay in the bush until you hear him, because I'm sure he's going to say something, because you said something. So we'll see. But we all know he don't want them problems. I can imagine he'll come on here trying to say lock in for tomorrow, Thursday night in the House of Hooks or something like that. Listen, man, people going to go when they ready to go. All the people that listen in, all the fans, all the people that like to talk on the Internet, I'm saying this to all y'all, too. Ain't nobody going to go unless they ready. Y'all ain't going to type no shit on the Internet unless you ready to type. You not going to race your own goddamn car unless you ready to race it. So with that being said, I'm tired of all these people trying to dictate everything or thinking what this person should do. It's all right for certain people to wait to race their cars till they ready. But when somebody else that y'all want to see lose, if they make any excuse, then they fake racing or this or that, that and this. So, say what you want to say about me, but when I'm not racing until the shit is ready. May 19th, draw on my ass or whoever. If you're on 28th, I don't give a fuck who you is. If you're a grudge car in the United States, get down.
Hey, DJ.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to congratulate Emmy Hall again, man. I was real proud of him.
Mr. Bang, Bang, Bang. I'm so sorry I didn't forget that. I definitely want to give big shouts out to my main man, the Pro Mod out of the great state of Alabama.
Mr. Five.
Took out Mr.
Bang,
Michael
bang,
Hill.
Bang.
Mr. Bang, Bang, Bang said he bang, banged his ass.
Oh, he took out Mike Hill.
Mike Hill. Mike, now don't, I mean, I tell y'all what now. Mike Hill car is running. It's running good. But, you know.
Right.
Mr. Five Speed was the one that turned the
W. The winning light on. Okay.
That's it.
Right. Well, hey, I congratulate both of them. I was happy to see they both went down through that safe. And everybody
was
able to go home and work. I was happy for everybody.
I heard you was happy. I heard your pockets were a little heavier going down the road. I heard the y'all vehicle was kind of leaning to one side. That's what I heard. That's what Lil Birdie said to me now. I could be wrong. Is there some truth in what I'm saying?
Bang, bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang. Okay, I guess it is some truth to it. All right, y'all go on mute for a little bit. Let's some action come on. But, you know, feel free to jump back in because I hear a little echo on y'all background. But feel free to jump right in anytime. I ain't gonna mute y'all. Y'all just mute it so we can hear good.
Okay, man.
Okay. 630-1551. Your mic is live.
What's going on, DJ?
What's happening?
Oh, nothing much. Just listen to the show and see what's happening. That's all.
Hold on one second. Now, somebody got an echo.
Somebody probably got a speaker.
Now, if you're not talking right now, because it ain't but four mics open, I don't want to do no muting, so please just mute your own mic so we can lose that echo. Everybody, the full mic is open right now. If you could please just put your mic on mute, I'd appreciate it. All right. Was there anything else you wanted to say?
No, that's about it, DJ. And I'm just listening to hear what anybody else got to say. That's all. You know,
okay.
I heard the show last night. you know. It was a funny show last night.
It was a funny show.
Yeah, when they got the
listening to everything, listening to everything, if you heard the whole thing, what would be your opinion? Listening to both sides.
Sound like they need to match these cars up with each other. Quit trying to put a bigger car on a little car. Go pound for pound and match up evenly. That way we can all see a good drag race. Then you can hoop and holler afterwards.
Put
stock suspensions on stock suspension cars, back half cars on back half cars, pole mods on pole mods, and then just let them go from there.
I'm going to say this. I mean, you don't really have to so much pair them up like that, but stop letting the bigger car draw on the smaller car. Now, if you got a smaller car that want to go with the bigger car, then we not trying to stop that.
True.
But if you got all the advantage, nobody wants to see a chassis car pick on a back half car. Nobody wants to see a back half car pick on a ladder bar car. Nobody wants to see a ladder bar car pick on a stock suspension car. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if that stock suspension car want to jump on that back half car, we're not trying to stop that if that's what they want to do.
No, let them go.
But the thing is, that's not the case. That's not what's happening here. It's always Tony's back half or chassis car trying to pick on the stock suspension car. It's not the other way around. It's him doing that. But as soon as a back half car, which is the same as his back half or chassis car, as soon as that car wants to challenge him, no, I don't want to. I can find another car to run you with. Now he want to go find a car that ain't even in this camp. That's some bullshit. That's some fake-ass racing shit, if you want to call it some fake-ass racing. That's some bullshit. That's some fake-ass shit. That's some just keeping it real shit, what I'm saying right now. The truth is the truth, period, point blank. I don't give a fuck who like it or who don't. It's the truth.
Man,
and if anybody think it ain't, push the goddamn one button and say I'm telling a goddamn lie. And ain't nan button been pushed right now. I'm looking at the board.
Yeah, I heard it last night. Damn, Drag said he had enough of it. Man, he got the whining about his tongue. Drag told me he had a clutch.
Exactly.
Oh, they got the whining. He got a clutch. What that got to do?
And the man is on the goddamn motor, man. The man is running on the motor, man.
They was crying.
Crying like a goddamn baby.
He said, man, y'all got nitrous. Just let me up. But you got a clutch. What's the difference? Y'all got nitrous oxide. Just let the man go.
And then Drag said, I'm going to have the clutch in. A couple of months, I'll take the goddamn clutch out and put the automatic back in and then run you. I mean, giving it to them every kind of way they want it, and they still find a way to wiggle out, man.
He told him to get off the East Coast and come to the Midwest. It's something why they won't come off that East Coast. They will not come to the Midwest.
I don't like to divide or whatever. All I'm saying, if they got a problem with Grudge, Inc., if they got a problem with Grudge, Inc., anybody got a problem with Grudge, Inc., May the 19th, you can settle it. I promise you that. I don't care what kind of car you got. If you're a Grudge car in the United States, and you got any beef or you want some action or you want to draw on Grudge, Inc., or if you just want some action, you know, because we're going to run each other too. It's going to be some running amongst the Grudge Inc. members also.
Yeah, sure.
Because if nobody come to challenge us, we gonna run each other. Because I got a good feeling that's what we gonna end up doing. Because I don't think it's gonna be too many people gonna want these problems.
No, they ain't gonna want all them problems. They may want a little problems. They ain't gonna want all them problems.
Mm-mm.
That's harder than Chinese arithmetic there.
You better believe it. Well, just go on mute, brother, and sit back, and we'll see if anybody else got something to say. But I guess I'm keeping it real because ain't nobody got their hand up to rebuttal. But let me go to the next caller, 219-4018. Your mic is live.
What's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
Hey, I like this new DJ. Someone's going to have to piss you off more often.
I'm okay. Okay, who's this? Terry.
Yes, Terry.
How you doing,
hey,
Pierre?
I started a new job, so I've missed the last couple weeks. I've just been hitting and missing.
You missed it.
I listened last night, and I sent Biz a message and asked him, what the hell was going on? Is this real? I said, is this real or is this some hype?
Oh, it's real.
It's real, huh?
Hey, you better believe it.
It sounded like, to me, you're more of a 7-up player. You got 28 stock suspension. You should be messing around.
Let me tell you something. I wouldn't even do that. I wouldn't even do that to 7-up. I wouldn't even do that, though.
You know, I mean,
that's
what
just me.
What Tony, to me, from what I heard, you know, I listened from day one. Everyone knows that. I've missed the last couple of weeks, and I caught it last night. I mean, to me, it sounds like Leroy wants to pick on a Durango or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, Tony's picking on some slower cars and shouldn't be. But I'll tell you what, if Tony shows up with Moneymaker, the business race, the ugly Nova is going to blow its fucking back out. I'll tell you that right now. And that is a true back half car. There is stock frame rails under that car.
Let me tell you something. He not going to go.
I'm just everyone can vouch for it. I know Larry's on. What's going on, Larry, Leroy, Kid. So.
Well, I can't say he won't go, but I'm just saying, man.
If he
wants
to bring something else to business race, I don't give a fuck what it is. My cousin's got his car. They can bring a ProMod. We'll sit next to it.
There you go.
Biz will vouch for that car. I don't give a fuck what they bring.
There you go. I mean, that's what I'm saying. The problem is he acts like nobody wants to do nothing with him. But you got people that's here, people that's there. But the thing is, it's gonna be at least two or three places this year that everybody gonna be damn near in the same place at the same time.
Right.
First time is gonna be, I know, in Montgomery. And I know for a fact we're planning to go north at least three times this year. We're going up north.
Right.
We're going to Detroit. We're going to Chicago, which is your track.
Yep.
And the other one is Big Drag. I'm not sure exactly what drag's race is going to be. I think it's going to be in Missouri.
Byron. No, that's in Byron.
Byron.
In Chicago.
It's going to be in August.
In Chicago.
It's in Chicago. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know. Tony loves to say the North is so sweet. I don't think it's gonna be that sweet to him. I honestly feel like once he gets a taste of what he's probably gonna get this year, he might not make but one trip.
Why is Butt Naked so quiet?
I don't know, Mr. Butt Naked. He's the only person to answer that. Butt Naked, they want to know why you're quiet tonight, brother.
He was feeding the deers.
Butt Naked.
Oh man, I had to come from the shop. I'm just not walking in the door, DJ.
Kid. Larry.
Yeah.
You guys better get out there and help me shovel some snow.
Oh, that's right. Y'all did get a bunch of snow yesterday, didn't you?
We got about 8 inches on Sunday.
Yeah in Minnesota.
And we're gonna be also going out to Texas, to my main man Atomic Dog.
Yep.
Grill Jink is going to be everywhere this year, man. We're going to be in Albany next month. But all the big wigs, all the governors, all the Grudge Inc. killers will first appear at one time in Montgomery on May the 19th.
Yep.
Anytime after that date, you ain't even got to ask. We ready. You know, some people trying to rush this ass whooping that we plan on delivering. You know, one or two people might get it before the end or whatever, but if you really want to get us, that's where we all be at the same place at the same damn time, May 19th.
Like I said before, Tony Byers is looking for Jesus in a jug, and he's picking his jug very carefully.
Yep. Well, you know, So, I mean, everyone's just got to tell them, you know. if he's taking that stock suspension, either just tell him to get the fuck away or, you know, whatever. Go draw on someone in your own class.
Yeah.
Like I said, I know that Nova will sit down with Moneymaker anytime if he comes up here at Busy Race.
All right. Well, we always appreciate you coming on, Terry. And how's the big race looking? It's still looking like it's going to take place?
It's on the schedule.
It's on the schedule. That's 100. What was a? You tell it. You tell
it. It's I think like first place would be around 60 some thousand. Second place around 25. I forget what the payout goes. It's down. We're gonna shoot it back to 16 spot.
Wow. Hmm. Bottom line, it's gonna be like $100,000 race.
Yeah. Exactly. Yep.
Woo.
I'll start shooting. We're gonna. Hopefully, I get the track open maybe this weekend for a day. And you know, we're gonna start hitting it hard here soon. I know my first meltdown will be June 1st, and that's gonna be for $5,000 or a winner.
Gotcha.
So plus we're doing a big tire shootout that day too.
Great.
I got a question.
Yes.
Now
sir.
That Joe's car is coming out. Who's driving that? Didn't Tony drive that last year?
They got Tony drove that car last year, but now that's going to be a car that's going to run up in Tony's rectum this year.
So it's not a prime time car anymore.
It is not a prime time car, no sir.
And they're gonna have a new driver.
So we're gonna they have two gangster boos from two different camps.
Yes.
Unreal.
They got the gangster impersonator and the original gangster.
I mean, I just caught it. I just heard you say that. You know, I mean, there was another driver, and I was like, why would they name a car that's not even in their camp?
But man, well, we know if Joe ain't got no problem with it, I ain't got no problem with it. I guess any man got the opportunity to name their car whatever they want to. That's what Joe said. But Joe also said he don't give a fuck about them. If they both make the trip, he gonna gap them. And I'll be ready to bet on that gap whenever they race.
There you go. Well, Terry, I made mine tonight, man. So me and Big Clark got a problem.
Say that one more time.
I ain't mind tonight, man. So me and Big Clark got a problem, man.
Hey, is Big Clark in prime time still or no?
He's not in prime time anymore. No.
Boy, they're dropping like flies over there, huh? They're waking up with the smell of coffee or what?
Well, Joe told it like a wolf. Joe came out and told it like a wolf.
Well, all I'm saying is it is what it is, man. I mean, only person can prove different is them. Now, one thing we cannot discredit is that Tony does travel. Tony will race.
And they do race.
So, I mean, I have nothing negative to say as far as that is concerned. But the problem is, if you know, I'm speaking my opinion out of my mouth, which I'm sure is a lot of the same. A lot of people probably feel the same way, just maybe not afraid to say it. But the problem is, when you say my name in a sentence, I'm gonna tell it like it T-I-E is.
Right.
You know, and I agree with you.
If the smaller guy wants to get down with the big guy, then you know that's up to him.
Exactly.
The big guy shouldn't be drawing on the.
There you go.
I guess, you know.
There you go. That's all it is in a nutshell. I mean, the thing is, you can't, you know, if I'm dumb enough to fall for your addicts or whatever, and my thing is, I mean, I'm going to say this. I plan on accommodating Mr. Bynes with my 28s, but right now I'm not ready to accommodate Mr. Bynes with my 28s. I was going to try something this weekend. He could have got some free money from me this weekend, but he didn't lock in. My car didn't even make it. It wasn't ready. Still not ready. But
take your time and get it right.
There you go. That's what I plan to do.
Yeah, I started mine up. I broke lifters just idling.
Yeah, man.
It wasn't good.
I put my motor in and crunk it up one time. And just got it back and you know didn't have oil pressure. Had to break it right back down and pull it right back out.
Yep.
You know,
I've been rushing trying to get ready for Witt's race, and I don't know what happened. I don't know if I didn't adjust right or what. So.
That was one time. I had to pay Punk out last year to sign me. We put the motor back in. Everything was ready to crunk up, and no fucking oil pressure.
Yeah.
I was like, son of a bitch.
Yes, it sucks.
Shit.
So.
But it happens. You got to love this shit.
Yep. I think it's cheaper.
Hang around, Terry. Just put your mic on mute. If anything you want to jump back in, feel free, my brother.
Okay.
All right. 334-0852. Your mic is live. You and your background noise. Who is this? 334-0852.
I'm just listening there, DJ.
What's happening, brother? Who is this?
The Grand Reaper there, Drop. Going all right
the Grand
there.
Reaper.
That's right. I come in every now and then.
Okay, brother. Okay. Now,
but,
be ready on the 19th now.
I got a new car coming out. They're going to be on the 19th. They're going to have a Grand Reaper on the back. It's been real
yes,
quiet
sir.
About it.
Okay.
We got one question, please.
Yes, sir.
When I want to do all this talking and y'all tell him that your car is not set up like him, what do he say?
Oh man, then he goes on to say y'all don't want to do shit and y'all some this and y'all some that and all this and that. And the problem is nobody. The thing is like as far as me and but Naked was concerned, I guess this time neither one of us was trying to draw on him. He was trying to draw. He is saying this is what he said. He said that he want to draw on people that have stuff to say about the Gangsta Voodoo or something like that. When people was talking about him, about the name of the car, or whatever. So that's what he's claiming his reasoning was for it, for wanting to draw on Grudge Inc. members or anybody that had something to say about the him naming the car Gangsta Voodoo or whatever. Man.
Yeah.
But anytime another car, just like we got a Grudge Inc. car that's ready to go to his ass, that's the same kind of car. Now he's saying he got to get he can go get another car. He'll get another car.
Yeah, it's famous that he don't want no problems, all right?
There you go.
Yeah, I was just listening, man. I don't know how my thing hit the one button. I had no speakerphone. All
right, if you don't mind, just put it on mute and just sit back, and we're going to keep it moving.
All right.
But, nigga, what's going on, brother? But Nick,
I have a phone on mute. I ain't want to have no background noise. Shit, man, that much trying to make that dollar, boy. Didn't I get in the house?
Okay. Now, I don't know. That's what I'm going to ask because Tony was saying this and saying that last. I know you came to the track late, I guess, Sunday to give Tony the. Did you give Tony the $250 he was crying about last night?
When I got there, Tony was gone. I wasn't coming. I was still at the hospital with my dad, and then kept giving me crazy phone call and I need different bumps out than I owe different folks and shit. I said, let me get out. And I told CZ, don't worry about it, Captain. Let them boys talk. I'll be down there. But they want to put you on blast Tuesday night. I said, fuck all of them. I said, I'll be down there in an hour and a half. He said, you for real? Give me a minute. I left the hospital and came on down that road and paid him, and I got that tunnel gone. I just did see him, and it might do it.
Okay.
I got
all
that
right, well, he was acting like it was this or that. I don't know from last night, so which I know you came. I thought you had paid him. That's the only reason I just asked you, because I thought you. I know
no,
you came
I
to. You came.
I
heard you came to pay him, so he was gone. So we all know he was gone. So how in the hell can you?
Hearing a little he say, she say stuff, and I call clock. Yeah, but nigga, they getting your head out of here. I'll be at him in the clock. Let me get on the road in a minute. Let me get some gas. I'll be on down there. Yeah, I went coming,
right.
But I came on.
All right. Well, I don't see nobody else got their hand up. I don't know if some people are maybe just a little afraid to say something or not. I ain't afraid to say a goddamn thing. you know, because I know I'm telling like it is.
Why aren't we on Tony now? Where you done did now?
Because what he said last night. The only reason I'm like this is because I didn't get a chance to say anything last night, and I got to hear Tony going on saying this that he came specifically to race me and you, and that's just not the truth.
Nah, Whit ain't locked.
He had two locked in races with Whit. Now they both was there, but neither one of them races popped off.
Why are they?
That's the million-dollar question. Mr. Sir Race-A-Lot, Mr. King Ding-a-ling, Grudge Racer of the Year, had two locked-in races, but they claim he tried to draw on everybody in Alabama. That's what he said, tried to draw on everybody in Alabama, couldn't get no race. But you had two fucking locked-in races, and not one of them got off. What kind of shit is that?
Me, they was working together.
Well,
he didn't mention that last night. He must forgot.
Yeah, it's
no, they mentioned it. But both of them said they drawn on everybody at the track. So that means they was working together. They weren't trying to run each other.
Yeah, you got a point there.
Listen to what the show said last night. Both of them said they
drove. I listened to both of them. I have to give more credit to Whit than I can Tony Vine, because Whit told the man, listen, man, let's get down. How do you? I don't know. It's a little controversial both ways, but I know Whit was there the longest, and they had two races locked in.
Yeah, I was there trying to race it. We weren't working together.
There he is, 901 bad boy. He can tell it for himself.
Yeah, we weren't working together. He did draw people at the track, and I did see him drawing a lot of people. But now he was drawing different from where I was drawing. He was just drawing on you on a shakedown, telling him to come on while he was in the staging lanes, you know. But I was trying to make a hit, then go ahead and race. I really wasn't trying.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
But he did draw on, you know, Turbo Tim and everybody else that had a car. Turbo Tim
was trying to get on last night because Turbo Tim broke his transmission. Turbo Tim had problems with transmission.
Turbo Tim had some problems, so he couldn't race. He had some problems.
Yeah.
But Tony did try to draw on him. Tony tried to draw on a few people. We did have two races locked in. Didn't either one of them get off. So he didn't bring the car on one. And then, like I told him, that I thought I had lifted the ring last when you had pointed at the car was smoking. You seen it was smoking.
I couldn't get on last night. I guess y'all just had too much going on. Jay Bourne didn't want to open my mic for whatever reason. I don't know. But I wanted to speak on that because I did. I pointed at you because I wanted to make sure you knew I seen that little smoke coming from up under your hood. And I do have to say that I know you weren't lying about that because I seen the smoke coming from up under your hood. And I looked at you and did a little gesture like, did you know? You nod your head like you knew about it, so I let it go.
Yeah, and I told Tony I wasn't going to pay no lockup, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I, like I said, I was in stage and waiting on him to come around. He left, so I mean, I couldn't race him.
That's it.
But now, DJ, y'all didn't stand up now, cause see, we was looking to run some of y'all too, but naked.
Okay, but let me tell you this. Now I told you straight up when I was on the phone with what's his name, which me and you didn't have nothing locked in, or even we never even talked about no race. Not me and you.
What you said? I didn't quite hear. He said
me and you didn't stand up. But hold on, I'm gonna address him first because he's talking to me first. First of all, I said me and you didn't have nothing locked in. I've already told you until I feel like I can do what I need to do against them 29 because I know you ain't coming off of them. I'm gonna stay in my lane.
Right. But see, Butt Naked texted me and said, dead man walking. And I still got that pick.
That one for this week, though. I still got that damn pick, too. I can go back to the date.
Yeah, he texted me and said, dead man walking, man.
I'm going to look like a
I talked to Butt Naked faster. when I was in Birmingham. And I knew Bud Naked wasn't coming when I was coming through Birmingham. Bud Naked, I said, what's up, Bud Naked? He said, where you at? I'm in Birmingham. He said, ain't counting the rain. I said, counting the rain for what? He said, 90% chance of rain tonight. I said, well, that's tonight.
That's not tomorrow.
Yeah. And I don't understand why you was banking on it raining Saturday night in the race for Sunday.
No, I thought they were going to count. I thought it was going to rain, but shit, it didn't rain down that way at all.
Like Sabo, you know, I text everybody to let them know I was in the town. I saw them in Montgomery with oil pressure. Sabo come back and said he got oil pressure. I come back and said, well, shit, lock it in, 25 on 25. Then he come back and said, well, it's going to be bad weather in Montgomery. How you know it's going to be bad weather in Montgomery if you ain't there?
Yeah, I think I did see that.
Yeah, so I guess I had to catch Sabo whenever I can catch him again.
Yeah.
Wait. You're going to get it, boy. Just give me a minute. You're going to get it.
Hey, the longer you take, the harder it's going to be. You better get me. The longer you
I got my daddy in the hospital. He's sick right now. But I'm coming, boy. I'm coming. That's why I would. Sunday rain ain't cold.
Well, I'm saying like I told Tony, I said, now the thing is my car, which my car's still in the shop. I told him. Now, my guy said he was gonna try his best to have it ready for me when I come in. I was out of town from Thursday. I was down in Orlando, just taking a few days, you know, on vacation, and I come back. So I left early Sunday morning, coming back trying, hoping I was gonna be able to pick up my car when I got there and just come on to Montgomery with it. But it ain't making it. I mean, they still working on it now. So I got a call today. It'll probably be ready tomorrow. But I didn't make it. Now I tried to lock in Tony something small because I told him it was a 50-50 chance I was even gonna make it. But he said that 200 or 300 I tried to lock him in wasn't enough. Said it had to be at least $500. So that's why he could have had that free $200 or $300 from me if I didn't make it. But, you know, he didn't lock it in.
Walk or
talking or something. Yeah, sound like it. Now, please, if you ain't on this, if you're not talking right now, or if your mic is open, please mute your mic. It's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's only 7 mics open now. It's easy for me to mute these all 7 of these mics to find out who it is. Now, if I mute you, I'm not opening you back up. Now, I'm asking whoever you are to mute it, huh?
But I was on mute, and I'm going back on mute.
All right, I'm finna go down and listen. Ain't but 7 of y'all. Let's see.
Somebody
ride
with the window down.
Well, I'm gonna find out real quick.
Well, I ain't got my goddamn there, man. I'm in the goddamn house, and I'm going back on mute, y'all. Hey, buddy,
all right. All right. All right. I think somebody just did it. They said we appreciate it. I'm trying to look for my buddy. He wants to get on. Hold on. There he is. 334-5002. My main man, your mic is live. Tell him who it is.
You get Wit on the phone. You don't get Wit on the phone. I'm on the phone. I already knew who that was. I bet it was Turbo. What? I said, I thought that Turbo Jim. Who is that?
That's Wit, Turbo.
Get him on the phone, man. We're going to lock Lil Junior in. He's a lock. I'm on.
He on right now, Turbo.
Where he at?
You can't hear him?
I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone.
It's echoing. I hear it too. I don't know who the hell that is echoing.
Now that there we on mountain somewhere over in Tennessee. We high.
Nah.
Who's that over there, boy? What the hell for me?
Hey Turbo, you know, man, you ain't want no trouble, man.
Man, I want
you
all the trouble.
You thought you had a wheelie contest. They thought they were having a wheelie contest.
Nah, I don't know. We just come out of the trailer, man. We've been in the trailer for 2 years. Just coming out.
Oh, me too.
Nah, yeah, you've been going out of state. Somebody has an echo.
Yeah, it's kind of bad, too.
You don't got damn mic.
You
find
out who
it is.
Who line you on with? Wit.
Yeah.
I said, who line you on? What line y'all on?
I'm on Larry line.
It must be.
I just unmuted. You're on my line, but I just unmuted. I'm going to mute
back
though.
All right, I'm just trying to figure that. Let me see if that's y'all. I'm going to mute y'all for 1 second to see if that echo comes from y'all. Turbo, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, hold on.
You want one more?
Turbo.
Yeah. That's your mic, dude.
No, that ain't mine.
I better mute mine then.
Hold on. Let's see. Yo. No.
Yeah.
No, I'm just doing a mute mic test.
Hey, DJ, I just came back on mute. That ain't my shit, man, so tell
nah,
me
it's not
I'm
y'all. It's not y'all. It's definitely
hey,
not
man.
Y'all.
Tell
who? Okay, somebody else got the board. I appreciate it. Turbo.
I'm.
Hold on. Yeah, you still on Turbo? Hold on. I don't know. I'm getting some assistance from somewhere. So if y'all think it's not me muting your mics, it's somebody from high authority. It's taking over the board.
It ain't echoing no more. Though. It ain't echoing. I don't hear no echo.
Sure ain't echoing. Whoever the high authority here, they took care of it.
Yeah, that's true.
Now we and Turbo can talk now.
Turbo don't want no trouble. We could have talked Sunday. He didn't. He couldn't talk Sunday.
Man, I talked. Told you, man. Didn't I say I won't raise you? My transmission broke.
Okay. What happened to the Malibu? What you ain't want to do nothing with that?
With the Malibu? We ain't saying that about the Malibu.
I did. I asked y'all. Y'all want to try the Malibu against the Black Mustang?
No, I ain't hear that now. Who you talking to?
Yeah. My guy, I saw one of my guys, both of them were coming around the house. I saw one of my guys. I said, go over there and see if they want to try something with the Triple X car. But I was up on the line waiting on my the car to get up there so we can burn him out. And they said, no, they said they didn't want to do that.
Well, I don't know who you talk to. You ain't talk to me. Nobody
I don't know who
you talk to. They just want
the
to
Triple X car looks pretty good. The Triple X car looks pretty good.
Yeah, y'all was testing that. Y'all was just doing some testing on that car, though, weren't you, Turbo?
That Malibu, yeah, we just bringing it out, too, man. We testing on both of them.
Yeah.
What we tell y'all? Didn't we tell you both of us going out of time? Didn't we tell you that?
Yeah, y'all want to run. Y'all say y'all want to go back side by side.
We
for said
we
money. I didn't want to do that. But
yeah.
You, I wanted to race. I don't like going down side by side for 200. Then you luck up and win, or I luck up and win, and then there's a whole bunch of talk. I didn't want to do that with Tony. I didn't want to do that with y'all. Like I said, I will make me a shake now, look at my G meter, and then I'm ready to race. And that's what I did. I made me one shake, and I came down to the stage line and said I was ready to race.
Okay.
And I don't like doing that shake. That's fake racing. And then even if y'all would have did it, I would have beat you because your window wouldn't even let up. You couldn't even let your window.
No, you wouldn't. We got that motherfucker when we went down the track with the window.
Well, hell, you still got your ass blown off because you stood the damn thing up straight up.
Okay, but we were going down the track, though. Y'all blow the tire. So, hey.
I know. I would have beat you because I would have recovered quicker than you.
I tell you what, we ain't got to do all that talking. When you want to lock it in? Damn, that my transmission fixed now.
You say you want to do it on the 14th in Holly Springs?
I want to do it before the 14th because y'all said I was a fake racer. I don't like that.
You was no fake racer. I didn't say you no fake racer. Now, I didn't say that.
You did try to
do something side by side, but after that, you mess your car or whatever. We'll be in Texas on the 6th.
Yeah, and bring your buddy Tony with you.
I think Tony's coming too.
He'll be over there. We'll be buddies over there. Me and Tony will be buddies. We'll be buddies. We got a lot of tricks for us to fuck up. So we'll probably be buddies over there.
And where y'all going to be at?
We'll be in Texas April the 6th. We'll be in Holly Springs March the 30th. We'll be in Holly Springs Saturday.
Holly Springs Saturday.
Yep, this Saturday, March 30th.
Now, I good for it. I got to plant my corn this week.
you got a what?
I got to plant my corn this week. It's Good Friday this week. This Friday.
What that mean?
I'll have a good crop this year.
Good crop? What are you talking about?
You plant corn, man. You got to plant corn for you.
Corn fuck work, man. I'm planting corn.
Oh, you got to plant your corn. Oh, okay. My bad. You ain't got nobody to do that for you? You ain't got nobody to do that for you?
Okay.
I said you ain't got nobody to do it for you?
Nah, I don't trust nobody.
Oh, okay.
I don't trust nobody.
Yep. Well,
we're Hitler Junior. I don't like that name anyway.
Okay, well.
See my buddy on that DJ. I believe you trying to get on.
What's the last four?
8580. The first one, 850.
850?
Yep. I wish y'all wouldn't have broke the trans. I was going to fuck y'all up.
Man, we were going to borrow a trans and fuck you up. But don't worry, you going to get it. That's fine, black Mustang. That's what we want. That's fine. With a single carburetor, 215, whatever it is, 315, 314, whatever it is.
You don't want no 315 on that. I don't even say that.
Nah, I don't want some on that. No problem.
You got 275s on it.
275s? Oh, well, okay. I ain't look at the tire, hell. I just heard what folks were talking about. I ain't look at the car.
No, I didn't.
I know you. I tell you that. It's a pretty old car. A nice looking car.
Thank you.
It's nice car. I get through with it. Ain't gonna be going through.
I don't see Turbo. I don't see him to push the one button, Turbo. I don't see an 850 error code.
He might be in the gym. No, he might be. Don't worry about
it. I see a couple of 334s that got their hand up.
But I don't know none of them. You can hit the button though. I don't know nobody in 334. Well, get Tony on the line. That's who I want to talk to. He know my transmission.
You really ain't got nothing to talk about because you ain't talk Sunday. So
I did talk to Tony. I talked to Tony in command. I told him, I said, hey, man, let me make two shakedowns. And we're going to get with you. I got 28 on my car. What I'm going to do with a damn 29. I bet you would have ran up with that damn car you got down, that little Junior, I bet. When you ran up with little Junior?
I'll run up with little Junior. I will run the damn gangster boot with the Junior car. I'll run that motherfucker.
Why y'all didn't race then? Who stopped y'all from racing?
Tony loaded up at 6 o'clock and left. That's why we didn't race.
Well, you should have stopped.
I didn't leave till after Mike Hill race. And Edmund. Tony loaded up at 6 o'clock. He was going out the gate at 6:15. I looked at my watch. when the trigger man said, I looked at my phone and the trigger man said he was gone. That's why we didn't race.
You should have stopped it.
He been leaving early from all the races. I don't know.
Yeah, so you might have said you weren't running.
You asked me to shake down beside me for 500. I said, nope. I ain't going to play them games with you. Let me make me a shake, see what the track like, and I'm going to come back and I'm going to race you for some money.
But
I don't want you to make no shake down beside me. He would have lost too. He had a track break button broke on the line when he asked me that.
Okay, you would have $1,000.
I don't play them kind of games. I don't like even bullshitting like that. I did that one time. With him and Junior. And I said, I ain't going to do that shit no more, never. They pushed that shit. They made it look like it was a real grudge race. And I said, okay, I know what kind of game they playing. They just trying to get some corners. So I ain't going to do that no more. I'll run you. But I ain't going to shake down beside you, all that bullshit. When I say I'm ready to race, I'm going to be ready to race. And that's what I did. I put the car in the staging lane. I put the black car in the staging lane. And I said, I'm ready to race. I'm going to wait on any motherfucker come around the house that look like me. And that's what I did. And after nobody else came around that looked like me, I said, I'm going to wait on Tony. They said, Tony gone. I said, Cowboy, I'm going to give you 300 to turn him around.
Well, I talked to Tony. I talked to Trigger Man. I told both of them. I said, man, look, I need to make two passes. I just got the car to stop. And then Tony said, okay, you ain't going to do that. I said, yeah, give me two passes. And I left. And I asked
him, but you still weren't ready in two passes.
I know, because the transmission broke.
If you ready now, goddamn being out of spring, you got to cut corn. You got to plant corn.
Being out of spring, where?
Clarity.
God damn it, sir.
Yeah.
And I tell you, I got to work fast.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I do too, but I ain't going to work.
You're at home.
I need to work
fast.
I need to work fast. Fuck it, I ain't working.
Let me talk to my driver. See, can I get the call now?
Yeah, send his ass over there. We'll blow his ass off and send his ass back over there with you and get him to pick some corn fast, Pundit.
I ain't thinking I'm playing it. I ain't gonna pick it this summer.
He can help you plant some on Easter Hill after we blow his ass off.
Boy, you will be
that goddamn whip, boy.
That can't beat it.
You can do what you specialize in. Playing corn and getting ass with them, because that's what you're going to get you coming out of spring with that bullshit. I done came to your home track and tried to beat your ass over there. So you know goddamn well you ain't going to come over here. You ain't got nothing coming over here. I'm going to put the shit out you over here.
And when I tried to lock you in, you said you had somebody else wrong with Lil Junior and Big Junior and Big King and Lil King, whatever the hell they were.
You tried to lock me in.
You ain't run for this money. Who you ran up there?
When Corey and what's his name, nephew or something? Oh, yeah, y'all did call me, but I told you I did have two races locked in. I had the money maker and I had the diligence. Yeah, I had two races already locked in.
Would you ain't racing now one of them?
Right. I explained to y'all why I didn't race now one of them.
Well, I
King
went on
Kong, I looked at the ring lens on King Kong, but I still was going to race it. But I wanted to make a shakedown to see how bad it would hurt. It wouldn't hurt bad enough not to race.
Well, you should let me borrow your train.
No, you could have borrowed an ass whooping. You could have borrowed somebody else's transmission and got beside that motherfucker. I will run you.
Y'all on King Kong?
With King Kong. I'm going to run you with King Kong.
You gonna run me with no King Kong? You gonna run me with a Junior?
I would have ran you with Junior. I would have ran you with Predator. I'd ran you with any one of them motherfuckers.
Well, I'm gonna start with the fast one. That Junior.
Okay. Well, you should act like it. Well, now, you know what? I'm going to stick my spare transmission in the trailer, too, so you'll be able to use that motherfucker next time. Because I got one. I just didn't have
to use it. I ain't going to need it. I'm going to have a motor transmission, extra car, everything else in mine. Goddamn shit. I bet you that. But that's why I pray. That's why I always bring spare cars and shit. Just take one break, we'll run you with the other. But hell, y'all never point car. There's plenty of cars out in the road, man. Didn't no motherfucker want to run me. Hell, you ought to start walking around the chest, though, guy. Let the chest in.
Huh?
You ought to let the chest in. You ought to put the goddamn chest stuck out. Everybody was scared of you.
No. I don't know what that was, but I mean, I ain't trying to scare nobody off. You know, I ain't come no damn 300-something miles just to scare nobody off. I can't race. I can't make no motherfucking race. I asked who it read. His lying ass told me he had the Nova with him, but he had the damn Firebird with him getting in the 470 class. I tried to take King Kong and beat his ass in the 470 class. Shit. I said, that motherfucker can't even put King Kong with that motherfucker. But, you know.
One thing I want to say,
take my head off. I got to give anybody props. I want to give everybody props who came to the track and raced their car. Because that is a hard job, man. That's a very hard job to get your car to that track and race. I'm talking about Turbo 10, whoever got their car to that track and race. That's a hard job, man. I got to take my hats off to anybody who's doing it because it's very hard to get your car to that track and race, man. It's hard. It's hard. It's easier. You can say you're going, but if you're doing it, it's easier said than done, man. I'm telling you, man. I mean, my turbo went out on my dually when we got to Holly Springs, man. When we left Memphis, we got to Holly Springs. My turbo went out on my dually, man. I had my tow truck come get my truck, and I had my partner bring me.
I believe you right. I know you're talking about that.
It's just hard getting to that track racing, man. So anybody who's doing that, I take my hat off to them. I give them their props, man, because you probably neglecting your family a little bit. You know, you probably doing a lot of different things. I was in goddamn over there racing, but my son was in goddamn St. Louis at an AAU tournament. But, you know, they know what I do, I know what they do. And they, you know, they love me for what I do, and I love them for what they do. You know, just like my wife told me tonight, she said, hey, your son got to be in Georgia April the 5th for an AAU tournament. I swear, babe, I'm already locked in goddamn Texas. I got to go. And she, you know, and I'm going to be in Texas. And they'll be in Georgia at another AAU tournament. That's why I say I take my hat off to anybody who's going race because it takes a lot. Like Tony, all the races, now he's been leaving early now. I don't know about that shit. But he make it down and he race. You know, he's trying to race. So
I got to give him a credit for that. I can't nobody knock or take nothing away from what that man do and how that man travel. And like you just said, I promise you, that is a lot to get to these tracks.
Mike Pacino. This man came away from Florida, you know, to race his car, you know, and these people race. You know, I take my hat out to that man. I don't even know him, really. But I take my hat out to that man come away from Florida to race his car. He broke his car. They, you know, they was trying to fix it. And now he got to go back home and didn't even get a chance to race. But look probably what this man did to get there.
Yep. True.
So you know when a person come home and say, well, I can understand you having problems and this and that. You can't do nothing but understand because I can't imagine a man having a race car and not wanting to go race. So that's probably a lot of stress on him too.
Yep.
So you know that's all I wanted to say. I just really wanted to take my hat off to anybody. Just like Dawg, he came all the way from Augusta to drive a Trey 1 car.
that man took his time out, you know, to get over there and drive these cars and help these people drive, you know, get this car down the track and things like that. That's work. It's work, man. It's work. And it's physical work, you know. You be tired as hell when you leave.
Damn sure do. I said when I was down, I said, damn, me personally, that's probably one of the first time. Most of the time, if my car is ready, I'm at the track with my car. That was one of the first time.
Yeah, you a one man show, DJ. I know you be tired as hell when you leave. You got to drive. You got to drive the car. You got to drive the truck. At least I have a motherfucker driving the truck and the car. So you know.
Well, I got a man that can help me when I'm driving. But usually, if I'm not a little tired, that's usually I'm damn near doing the whole thing. You're right. But I mean, it was actually kind of relaxing a little bit, just not being able to watch some racing a little bit. Because when you got a car, it's hard to even, you know, you don't get a chance to really watch the race.
Right. Just like, you know, he drive the car, he work on the car, he unload, then he got to do all that shit, then he got to turn around, load that shit back up, and drive all the way back to where he going. Shit, that's rough, man.
Sure is. Now, to that, I got to say, I don't try to discredit no, because credit needs to be given where it needs to be given. But that got, I mean, only thing I had to say negative, and I'll say it again, I wasn't drawing on Tony. And for Tony to come on and say all the stuff he's been saying, you know, it's easy to draw on a smaller car. It's easy to draw on a car that ain't pretty much in your club. But when you got a same kind of car trying to draw on you, then you want to cry the same thing that the smaller tire car that you drawing on saying to you. You want to say the same thing when a car like yours drawing on you. So I don't understand that.
Well, pretty much, I'm looking at like these 29 cars and these 28 cars. I really don't see no difference in them, even if you're back half or whatever. These 29 cars and these 28 cars, how fast do you think a 28 car is fast? Or how fast do you think a 29? So most of these 28 cars are faster than the 29 cars. I'm just seeing
a lot of them are, but what I'm saying is what you got to look at, and I can agree, just like I told you. Now, I told you sometime this year I'm going to face you, but right now I'm not ready. I'm not ready right now. I can be a man and tell you I'm not ready to do that right now. You said you're not taking off them 29. All I can do is respect that. When I step to you, if I'm being a fool by stepping to you with my 28s on, that's gonna be me being a fool stepping to you with my 28s on. But that's what I plan to do.
But we said it wasn't no difference. You don't see no difference in them cars.
I don't, because listen, Bud Nicky, the question is, like I asked a long time ago on the show, somebody need to have a show. How fast do a man have to be before you think you can run him? How fast do he have to be than you before you think you can run him? If a man is a tenth and a half faster than me, I think that's enough for me to run him. I think either the tree can tell it, I mean, anything can happen. Now, if you 2 tenths, maybe 4.5 tenths, I think, my opinion now, you faster than me, then I might have an excuse maybe not to run you or whatever. But I don't actually know how fast you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, but
and that's
it
that's
really
the
don't
thing.
If you got a car and you got 33s on it, and I got a car, I got 29s on it, and I'm not going to even, you'll probably have to come to me and ask me to race. And then if I feel like, hey, well, that damn car ain't that fast on them 33s, fuck it, let's try them.
I'm
not going to even ask you to race if you got 33s on, even if I think you're slower than me, because that's not my style. But if you got a car with 28s on it, I ask you to race. If you got a car with 29s on it, and maybe a car with 31s on it, I ask you to race. If I got 315s and you got 31s or
33s, a damn 29 tire is, that's a much bigger tire. That's a much safer tire.
Let me explain something to you. Let me explain something to you. We had a 315 on Junior, and I'm not telling the time or nothing. We got a better 60-foot. With the 270, with the smaller tire than the bigger tire. So you can't tell me that it's a difference in the tire.
Well, that's on your
315 and put a 275 on and go faster with the 275 than the big ass 315. I promise you, I've seen that with my own
eyes. I mean, at the other thing, I mean, but that those are certain cars. I mean, it ain't gonna be like that for every situation. But what I'm saying is, like, I understand what I'm saying. Understand what I'm saying. All I'm gonna say is this, and that's fine. But I mean, I was behind your car looking at them. Them tires look big as a motherfucker for that goddamn car. But I mean, I'm not knocking nothing you saying now. Just like you said, you ask a man if the man want to do it, that's fine.
Yeah.
If he want to go, that's fine. I'm not saying you picking.
But I'm asking you. How fast do you think a 29 tire is than a 20? If you got a man, listen, if you got a man with just say both of them got 632, one carburetor, same style car, stock suspension, maybe ladder bar, whatever. One got 29s on it, one got 28s on it. Both of them good tuners.
Okay.
How fast do you think this goddamn 29 car going to be faster than the 28 car? It's not going to be much faster.
Shit. Well, this is the time. I mean, let me tell you this. The likelihood of the 29 car knocking the tires off versus that 28 car knocking the tires off is a whole lot less likely on that with that 29 than that 28.
I can understand it. True. Right. Yeah. That goddamn 28 car gonna go just as fast as that 29 car if it don't knock the tire.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is the best thing in the world is you gotta get your car dialed in, you gotta get it consistent. I mean y'all got a good program going on and can't nobody take that away from y'all. I can't, you know, hats off to y'all, y'all got y'all shit together. So I mean, that's why I'm staying in my lane till I get my shit together. And if my shit come together like I plan to come to get together, then you got action.
It's really what's good for you. If you got these guys out here tuning on these 28 car cars,
yeah,
these guys are doing good. I wouldn't even want to go with a 29 car tire car because he already done got acquainted just like the white boys. They run on 28. I don't think it would be no different from a 29 G body running them versus a 28 G body.
I would have to agree. And the thing is, that's another camp that got their program together and the car's making the trip at least 90% of the time. You know what I'm saying? Once you got a car down and it's doing the job.
What you got to realize, if you're not getting from A to B, you're not doing nothing.
There you go.
I can go to Holly Springs and I can run fucking 450, but that don't mean I'm gonna run fucking 450 over to Montgomery. That don't mean I'm gonna run fucking 450 to Mexico. That don't mean I'm gonna run 450 at our biggest race.
What you saying is absolutely true. If you watch any of these class cars when they go to Valdosta with them big races, you see them post all them big time numbers. You get their ass off that surface. And they get them somewhere else, the House of Hooks, Macon, or anywhere else, they not going to run them same numbers.
Yeah, so Correct.
Not going to run.
You won't know until you race somebody.
That's true.
Big Low. He's running on 28.
Yep.
Evidently, he must be going faster on 28 than he was on 29.
This is the bottom line, though, is you got to – Every man is their own man, and you got to know what you want to do. All I can do is what's best for me. And my thing is, if it's certain people I want to run and they own 29, I just have to have my program set. I need to have my shit together where if I want to face these cars on 29, I'll be ready to face them. If not, like you say, I stay in my goddamn lane. That's all I can do.
It goes back to 10-20 years ago, Bobby Cole. When he first come out with that first shirt, Mad DNA Racing, you got to show up to show out. It goes back to that.
Yep.
That's right.
If you don't show up, you can't show out. So it just
that's true. Cause I'm like this. I mean, I said this is the God's honest truth. When I got to the track in Lena, I couldn't find you. You was in the staging lane. My car was right behind the thing. And I said, shit, fuck it. I'll try Whit right now off the trailer. I was just going to run just for the hell of it, just because, I mean, sometimes when you're a graduate, you just feel, you know, sometimes when you're at the track, you just
want to
write your element.
You just want to write.
And that's what I said, I said, if I see what tell would I do something with him right now. We both in the state lane. If I get them to pull me up, we'll do something right now if he wants to. But, you know, that's just what I'm saying. That you feel, I mean, that's just me. That's just, you know, I get a spontaneous thing sometimes. Like, if I'm feeling a certain way, fuck it. I'm finna try something.
What's that, D?
Is my mic open?
Yeah, your mic open, dog.
Hey, look here, man. BJ Grant gonna get two races. I'm gonna tell you why. BJ Grant gonna get two races. Once BJ Grant get his goddamn shit together, when y'all find out how bad that bitch is, he gonna get two races, and everybody else gonna be running for it. Only a damn boy on 28, 29, and then this 21. He can't get his damn program ready. He gonna be two races.
We can barely hear you, dog.
Yeah, that's because y'all got all that goddamn background on.
I don't know who got. Hold on. Don't you start that shit now. Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on, I got to find this background noise. Now I had some help from a high authority here earlier. Now, somebody, that same help can come in and mute some goddamn mics again, because we got some bad background noise.
We didn't have no background noise. The dog come on. Goddamn hounds barking in the back.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Let me try to find this background noise, y'all. Hold on a second. Now, please, if you're not talking, can you just please mute your mic before I try to start muting? So, okay, there go my help. Okay, that's better. I guess we found it, but I didn't find it. Somebody found it. For whoever helping me, I don't know who you are, but I appreciate it.
He's going to get two reasons. Once he get his program together, because once he starts snapping ass and find out how bad he really is, he's going to run buck naked ass all the way out of Alabama, and I don't give a damn if he's on 28 all the way to 31. Watch and see. He's going to be able to fuck with you, and he's going to catch him trying to get a race. I just wish he heard and get his goddamn shit together.
Who the hell is he going to run me out of Alabama?
He's going to run your ass out of Alabama, buddy, because you fucking around too.
Who is he?
DJ Grant.
Oh, shit. They ain't got nothing. Wait, dog.
Let me tell you why. It's just like you got a motherfucking a cabinet. You know how if you live in the islands and shit, you stock up all the supplies and shit for a hurricane or some shit to come up. Okay,
yep.
And it's full of shit. And ain't no hurricane coming. Until you unload some of that shit out of your cabinet and get that goddamn car right, you're going to get fucked up, but nigga, I don't know what the fuck you waiting on.
All right, I hear y'all.
I'm telling the truth. You see how Whitney be out there testing all the time and shit? Y'all bitch, you got to get off y'all ass and get them cars right, man. That way you won't have motherfuckers in your motherfucking ass and don't want to be drawn on you. You got a bunch of bitches out there that's talking shit to y'all that ain't got no fucking business even speaking to y'all.
You're right.
Well, one thing I can assure you this. I'm going to get them a ball for me. I can assure you that. I'm doing what the fuck I'm supposed to do right now. I might have been a little hard-headed before, but I'm doing what I'm supposed to do right now.
Is Whit still on the phone?
Yeah, Whit. Whit, you still here? Whit.
Well, DJ Grant, you could have locked Tony Vines in and got paid the bunk out money this week. If you had locked Tony Vines in, or you'd have robbed his ass.
I tried to lock him in on something light, but I couldn't. The thing is, I would have lost it because I couldn't make it there with the car. The car wasn't ready. The car's still not ready. I told him I had a 50-50 chance of even being there, and it didn't work out here. They still working on it, so I think it's supposed to be ready tomorrow. I'll be out testing somewhere this weekend.
Well, again, I had to come down there and slap the shit out of some Alabama folks down there. I'm sorry, and I had to fuck up out of Louisiana. I had to get his money too.
That is a little girl. That's what you Now, why you do that to that woman, man?
Hey, man, she was on my show today. I had on my show. She was the first somebody to come on my show today.
What'd she say?
She's just talking shit, man. I love her, man. She all right. She don't
That's one thing about it. Now, she will go. She will go now. She gonna talk that shit, but she gonna race now. Daddy's little girl, she gonna race now.
And she came on my show today. I let her talk all she wanted. I had the special segment just for her. She's still dropping shit. She wants some more.
Oh man. Well, props off the out the dog for because we did get that was a grudge race we got to see in Alabama. Daddy's little girl.
Trey One said he's back.
Yeah, it was good to see the Trey One mobile back in action too. The Alabama fans
and me. Some of them guys. Cause I ain't see no damn body. I ain't no turbo. Them was at the track either. I ain't see none of them boy. None of them.
Yep.
Well, shit, fuck, nigga, I bumped into you and didn't even know who the fuck. I didn't know you was in the track. I bumped into your ass and didn't even know it was you. I just got there when you gave me that ball award, boy. I sure appreciate it, too. My fat ass was tired walking in there. That long ass goddamn. I ain't
Paul
way at the bottom.
Yeah, it was a good race. The fans was happy to see the, you know, the fans got something to see, and Mike and Hall doing their race, so. After that last race, everybody got them a jaw full and was satisfied. I know Mr. Bang, 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 you couldn't shut him up. But, boy, I'm glad. I'm actually glad he was able to win because, boy, if Mike would have got him again, good gracious alive. Whew. But Mr. Five Speed is on the road. Well, he on the road. Seems like he unstoppable, don't it?
Everybody got their due season, DJ. That's good. I'm glad everybody due season. He got did his due season now, Mr. Bang Bang Bang.
Mr. Bang Bang Bang. You forget you missed the bang.
God damn, he ain't do a two bang. That night, the bang bang.
Well, I don't know shit.
I didn't know dog was driving that Malibu. I didn't know that. See, I ain't seen none of that shit when I got there. None of it. Man, I'm a bad motherfucker, man. You don't know me. I'm a bad bitch. All right, then. Well, congratulations, then, y'all. Y'all doing y'all damn thing.
But, nigga, hold it down for a second. I got to go plug up this phone because it done went dead. So give me a couple minutes. Just hold it down so I get back. Yeah.
I made him hold down. You don't mute everybody's mic, ain't you? Who did
that? I ain't
muted.
No. Oh, shit. Well, look, somebody else is running. Just tell them to do whatever they want to do because I ain't got no control. I've got control over the board, but everybody mic muted, but I guess the dog, you, me, and I don't know.
Anyway, Buck Nicky, I had T-Man over there and showed him that handicapped gas cell I had. He said he need one for your car. He won't need that food.
A handicapped gas cell.
He didn't tell anybody. He won't need that food there, though. No.
I didn't see him.
I didn't see T-Man.
I wasn't coming. They kept talking that shit about that goddamn plug out. I said, man, let me come on down that goddamn road. I was like, give me an hour and a half. I came on there to pay them guys and shit, man. Everybody was worried about the wrong goddamn thing. Let me pay my plug out. They be worried about their wife at home and they kill them.
Hey, nobody give a damn about no wife. You can buy another wife. I need that plug out money.
Yeah, shit. I had to come on down there and goddamn pee. I said, damn, okay. See, this is a man I ain't worried about, but nigga, everybody keep talking. They keep talking. Let me get my ass down.
Let me open one or two mics right quick. Hold on. Let's see. 251-3866. Who is this?
That's CC.
I knew it.
What's going on, CC?
I can't call.
What's happening, CC?
What the deal? Hey, butt nigga, what you mean by that, man?
Uh-oh.
I said, everybody calling me, talking about that damn punk out. I said, goddamn, ain't worried about hell, man. They need to worry about everything else but that.
Oh, okay. You know, I
weren't worried. You had called me earlier. Remember me and you talked. Then, hell, DJ didn't want that part. Did on here. I said, shit, let me come on down and give me an hour to ask.
Yeah. Hey, Hey, dog.
Yo.
No.
Yeah.
That's you. That ain't y'all on 29 on that call? That Malibu.
Yeah.
Okay. I just make sure. I wonder what it was. 29.
Yeah. 29.
Okay.
Like you looking for some trouble with a G body?
Nah, ain't no G body. It was on 29 though.
And what you got him on?
Nah, Camaro, 69 Camaro.
Oh, well, you trying to stick something in me right now. Now. I don't want that trouble. Got my period on right now. I don't want that trouble.
Boy, crazy.
Well, how long for that 29 car gonna be out, CC?
About a couple more weeks, man. We're gonna try to make y'all race with both of them.
On the 19th.
That's my. I'm trying to fuck Wick, Tony Bynes, all of them up at the same day.
God damn! I told you that's a grudge ain't killer, y'all.
29. They gonna fuck me up. Or I'm gonna get fucked up. One to two. And you know, Jody, he right down.
Hold on, Wick.
You see, to be honest with you now, you and DJ Grant and Buck Naked, y'all running goddamn neck and neck for that goddamn Pork Out King this year.
No, hold on now.
I ain't
paid no punk out. All I've done is receive punk out money this year. I ain't paid
hold
not
on,
one
hold
punk
hold
out this
hold
year.
Hold up. Now, let me get this straight right now. Hold the fuck up. Let me get this straight right now, dog. All of us on the phone. Butt Naked paid me the punk out. You know what I'm saying? When he told me, when I see him, he going to catch up with me and get it to him. I said, cool. So he caught up with me Sunday and paid me the punk out. Okay, me and DJ Grant locked the race in. We did not discuss no money. And I told DJ, I said, DJ, we did not discuss no money, but in my mind, I'm thinking, you might have think the same thing I'm thinking about the 500. I said, fuck it. I'm still paying.
Yeah, we were locked for the 500. I wasn't questioning that part. I wasn't questioning it, and no credibility or anything. All I was telling was dog. That I haven't paid any punk outs this year. That's what I'm saying. I've only received punk out money. That's what I was telling
y'all. Y'all said you and CeCe paying punk out. You can say that. Yeah, you're right. You can say I paid punk out.
I might have made a mistake, though, but goddamn it.
Dog's saying that all three of us running a race because all three of us paying, all we doing is paying punk out. We running a race seeing who's going to pay them. All I'm saying as far as I'm concerned, I ain't paid nobody no punk out this year. I have received three punk outs. That's what I was saying.
Hold up. Watch this shit right here. Dog.
Yeah.
Lock your motherfucking ass in for that Maiden 19 on the 29 with that Trey 1 car.
I don't lock nothing in that fuck. My dick don't reach that fuck.
Hey, dog, hold up. No, we just gonna, me and you gonna say lock, and then we'll put up when we get down. Me and you. On them 29.
You forgot, son. You lost in this game. My dick don't stretch to them dead fuck. I ain't finna lock in there, bitch, on May 19th. That what you
It's kind of far out right now. I wouldn't advise really nobody unless it's just gentlemen type lock in. Whereas we'll lock in a week or two out before the race. I can definitely understand that, but I'll be willing to lock the white boys in on condition as long as they don't tear up or I don't tear up prior to the date. I'll be willing because it's gonna happen.
All right, well, can I say this right here, DJ?
Yeah.
Dog. Hey, Willie, dog.
I hear you, kid. Go ahead.
Try to get me fucked up on that day then. How about that? On the 29.
See, I don't try to get nobody fucked up. I just, if you put yourself out there to get fucked, I just enforce the fucking, that's all.
I'm asking you, dog. Get me fucked up on the 29.
Shit, hey. With your track record,
everybody
you lock up, you're
going to
get fucked up
because
you ain't did shit yet.
No, we ain't do nothing. We got
that one
situated, and we got another one
damn near
situated too,
dog. Like I said, I ain't picking on you or nothing. I mean, ain't no problem. It's just what it is. I mean, my thing is,
oh, yeah.
And I always tell all people that I deal with, stop, goddamn it, running them gums until you do something. See, y'all jump out there like a goddamn it, bat out of hell, motherfucker. You ain't bust a great yet. You ain't bust a goddamn great yet. Remember one thing when you're pulling up: a horse that runs fast don't run long. Goddamn it. You got that? You got the goddamn gate, goddamn it.
You can't even Alabama got there.
Well, I mean,
that's
a
motherfucker, dog.
Oh, shit.
But, dog, I gotta say that now, you know, we all know Tony will definitely race, but Tony's record is terrible this year. And he's been bumming his guns a lot.
Hold on. Let me tell you about that. A man can lose any motherfucking race he runs. As long as he's
losing, he's
going to get more respect.
I understand. I didn't say that. You didn't hear me right, dog.
DJ, I'm just saying, what I'm saying is a bitch can lose any race he runs, but he's going to get more respect. I give respect. I was just saying as far as what you were just saying to CC, that's all. We know it's your show, but damn, let me at least finish my sentence, motherfucker.
This ain't my fucking show. This is Butt Naked show.
You can't talk to me like that. This Butt Naked show. You gotta ask Butt Naked. I mean, I give him his props. He racing. He is racing. Ain't nobody racing more than he done race. That's for sure. But goddamn, he need to put some wins under his belt. Cause damn.
Oh, he gotta go out there and see his Rudolph.
He'll do something. But I ain't mad. I'm not mad. Cause definitely he is racing. He definitely is racing. You cannot take that away from the man. I ain't trying to take that away from the man. He is racing.
Hey, dog, racing and traveling.
Shit, just like Whit said, that's a lot, man. That's a lot. If you're racing and traveling, you know.
Hold on, I just got a goddamn text in for my boy. He said, motherfucker, CC, I got a man that'll goddamn lock your motherfucking ass in, CC.
Hey, I think the same one just text me. your motherfucking lawyer.
He don't even know you, motherfucker. I'll put my man Scotty Ray on your motherfucking ass.
Okay.
I'll put my man Scott Ray on your head, making clap all on your motherfucking
head. A wise man just told me, CC, you've been doing all right, man. Just go on and finish it up and get it together.
Yeah, okay. Well, man, he was told you right, though. I've been trying to tell your motherfucking head that. See, just like right now, I just took my pill about an hour ago, and I'm on the way right now to make this motherfucker work. And I hope it's working, goddamn, because I'm pretty good at law.
I was just gonna tell a fuck nigga if my phone cut off
because I'm going through these woods. I'm finna go here. You know how them old country girls got that old good wet pussy? I'm finna go here and lick that motherfucker dry.
Tell them, knock us off on that day.
I promise you, man. It's not going to be, because the problem what they don't realize is that when they coming into Alabama again, Grudge Inc. is definitely going to be there to defend Grudge Inc., but Alabama going to be there to defend Alabama also. So don't nobody get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, we will have all sides, 29.
I'm thinking my partner ought to be here with that W card,
but I don't know for sure. I ain't gonna speak on that one. But the 28th and 29th, I know we gonna be there.
That's it.
We're gonna be there.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody be at the same place at one time. If you wanna go down on us, That's what we'll be. Everybody be in the same goddamn place at the same damn time. We setting our own goddamn trap. Yeah. But the thing is, you don't know if it's going to be a trap for us or a trap for whoever comes.
Don't give a fuck.
Hey, Buck Nigga, the DJ Grant. I tell him this in the show that Trey One was so handy he had his car in the track. That motherfucker came just playing with some goddamn Hakarate on, man. That just had on some Hakarate.
Some what?
Some Hakarate cologne, man. Y'all young boys might not know about that. That bitch had on some Hakarate, man. Some of that old, that shit holding old spice, man.
Y'all know my man Trey One is a celebrity. They say I'm the governor of Alabama. You can call Trey One the mayor then. Oh, here you. That goddamn Trey One is the man in Montgomery. That's his city now.
Oh,
yeah,
Trey One.
And he wants
so much money. Him and all raised.
Oh yeah.
He won so much money out there, he sell out, man. They were going to throw $100 bills on his ass because everybody was bidding on Mike here.
They sure would, man. They sure would. I bet against Mike Hill because it was just too many people betting the other way. I said, God damn it. Shit. I said, boy, I wish I knew. I got to go with Mr. Bang Bang.
Can't go against the grain, man.
I didn't know because I wasn't there early. I got there a little late, so I wasn't able to see Evan make a shake. I saw Mike run. When Mike dropped that number, that 390, it was like shit. See, that's all I saw. I hadn't seen Evan make man pass. All right, somebody got the background again.
That woolly dog in the woods, man.
Now, it might be.
Fuck,
and there you go, because you just came in with it when I on mute. There you.
I'm on mute, you big head motherfucker.
What's up, Clark?
For one second, let me go plug this damn phone up.
You said that a while ago.
I was trying to, but you said it wasn't nobody here on the board, but I guess somebody else on the board. Now, it ain't going to take but a minute. Goddamn, you can hold it down for 2 minutes, can't you?
Hell no. You're going to end the show. God damn.
You hear that, Claude?
That goddamn butt naked hell.
Y'all know he the boss now. I can't. All I can do is what I'm told.
Your ass on the phone,
I ain't going no goddamn way. I just said 2 minutes. Goddamn, can I walk away from the phone?
No, motherfucker, you gotta go there and
see
your goddamn
hey, DJ, you already know.
Yeah,
you already know you can't walk away from your show like that.
Huh? This is not my show, man. This is but Nick's show.
Hey, look, I can't talk no shit to him. I'm on his phone. That motherfucker ate me up tonight.
Bang Bang turned that wheel light on. I went to her there.
Yeah, I was
trying to find out
what
kind of
speech
you got there. I went
around
bang, bang,
bang. You ain't lying. You ain't lying. Hey, Tyson, they got that wish. Ah, Mike Wilder, didn't it? I said, hell no, he lost. Give me that money.
And I
hey, Claude, I told him, I said, Wick, he hit the wall. Wick said, he hit the wall. I said, no, he hit no motherfucking wall. Wick said, he lost, man.
They got that Wick said, 5-speed hit the cone, the wall, the something. He did something wrong. I said, he just went straight in my ass with no protection.
Hey, now I ain't gonna lie, I swear I thought he hit it too. When he come back around there, I was like, I ain't hit no goddamn wall. Y'all see how pretty this car is on the other side? What it hit?
Hey, tight man.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, tight man. Big Clog was keeping me company until bang, bang, bang. Turn that light on. When he turned that light on. Shit, I ain't seen Big Clog no more that night, man. Hey, tight. Hey, I felt kind of bad. Damn, who phone that is?
I don't know.
I don't know. I felt kind of bad up until, I think we were the last one that I had to find to get my money from, tight. I got my money from Wick. I said, God damn, boy, he feet hurt. I don't feel like going back over there in that lair. I said, I'm going to get this motherfucker head straight toward Mississippi.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Clark, when you done been to the track all day long, them feet turn into foot.
them motherfucker with the A's. Yeah. I said, I'm gone. I was going to call Larry them on the phone. But, shit, I was on the show for a while. Shit. Man, I'm telling you, I got about 50 miles from the house, and I said, boy, the eyes have just failed. The eyelid just a fail.
How far did it ride for you, Clark?
Huh?
How far did it ride for you?
Shit, it ran 4 hours for me.
Wow.
Yep. And I'll find myself so hell. I said, shit, I'm finna take it on in.
Shit, we didn't make it in. We didn't make it in, Big Clock, until, 2 o'clock? Was it 2 o'clock this morning? Yeah, about 1 or 2 o'clock this morning, yeah.
Yeah.
Any more than that? Damn, y'all were right. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Shit, Landon had another stop. Yeah, they had another delivery to make. I said, God damn, I couldn't do it.
Yes, sir. and you know what? I'm ready to turn around. I'm ready to turn around and do it again.
Yeah.
You know, Wick went to the track. I thought you was going to do something to him after your shakedown.
What shakedown? I ain't had no damn cut iron,
huh? Oh, okay. I'll just take it.
He said, when you find it, you let me know.
Yeah, I ain't know you down there. I ain't seen you.
He would know. He would know.
Hey, he, butt nigga talking about he ain't know he was dead shit. He rode in the baby seat in the back of the goddamn dude.
I ain't trying to do it down there.
Hey, look, him and Dog having a handicap match. Goddamn, Dog and T-Man, where he get that little booster seat from? And T-Man